ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम श्री महागणपतये नमः ओम सदाशिव समारंभाम् तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति शांति शांतिः। Where did we leave? 112, isn't it? So here, in these verses, from verse number 112 onwards, Shankar Bhagavatpada is saying, indirectly, even the limitations of yogic practices are the Ashtanga Yoga also, you can say limitations. So Ashtanga Yoga, whether it is a practice of meditation, dhyanam, or practice of concentration, dharanam, or asanam, the physical exercises, or pranayama, the breathing, now all these things, they are all very useful in disciplining, calming the mind. Once you have calmed and disciplined, steadied the mind, then actually the purpose of disciplining the mind itself is to focus attention on the nature of reality, or nature of your own self, and to ascertain that vision. It is the purpose, isn't it? Otherwise, mechanically practicing these asanas itself will not be of any use. Is it? That he wants to show. So in the verse, this verse, number 112, he said, he mentions, really speaking, any, what is the asanam, isn't it? Sukha asanam. Sukhasana means where one can be by oneself. How one can be by oneself? There's nothing like being by oneself means just being one's own real self is the real real comfort zone. Really, that's the real comfort. Real comfort. Otherwise, everything else is not real comfort. That he mentioned in the previous verse. Because the permanent comfort, the real comfort is just being oneself. And being oneself means one should learn to be by oneself. In the sense, one should know how to be by oneself, isn't it? Only then one can be one's own self. Then he explained in the previous verse. Later on, now we have to go to this next verse. Otherwise, any other posture, practicing any other posture, is not that any other asanam, practice of any other asanam, any other position or posture, is not really going to give you real comfort. It is the knowledge of reality which will bless you with real comfort. Not any other practice of asanam. Now we'll go to the next one. Siddham yat sarva bhutadi Vishvadhishthanam oyayam Yasmin siddha samavishtaha Tadvai siddhasanam viduhu Siddham yat sarva bhutadi Vishvadhishthanam oyayam Yasmin siddha samavishtaha Tadvai తద్వై సిద్ధాసనం విదుహు. Now, again he is talking about Brahman alone. Yat Siddham. Siddham means that which is already there. Is Siddham. That which is already there means that which is beginninglessly there, that which is self-existent. So, when you talk about Siddham, the word here implies self-existence of Brahman. So, independently existent, self-existent reality, which is always there, and which is with. So, self-existent means what? Which is of the nature of self-effulgence also. See, self-existence always implies self-effulgence. For Siddham, one word implies what? Brahman, the reality, which is of the nature of self-effulgence, thereby which is of the nature of self-existence. Existence, that Brahman, yet that sarva-bhūta-ādihi, that which is the source or origin of all the beings. Why? Because all the beings are modifications of what? The Shakti, power. And what is the very source of the power? Brahman, isn't it? That day, there was wedding in this Shiva temple. Wedding for Devi and Shiva. And then, you had to mention the Gotram, the family of the girl and the boy when the marriage is happening. So, it was very nice to hear the priest saying, the Devi. It says, when they were mentioning with Devi, they said, Adi Gotrotpannayaha. She belongs to Adi Gotram. And the Bhagavan's thing came, Anadi Gotram. He has no Gotram, isn't it? Devi has, she has Adi Gotram. Adi means, the reality is the Adi. Consciousness is the Adi. Adi means, which is the root of everything. The beginningless reality, which is the source of origination of everything, is anadi, isn't it? Whereas that being the adi, so here adi gotrotpannayaha is for Devi. Nice. So like that here also, sarva bhuta adi means what now? That which is the source of all the origination of all the beings. Is the root cause of all the beings. Bhuta adi. Vishva adhishtanam. Adhishtanam again what now? The very existence, the substratum of this entire universe. So the reality which is the adhishtanam of the entire universe, which is the source of all the origination of all the beings. And avyayam. Avyayam is what? Again, unchanging, everlasting, indeclinable, the reality, the substratum of the universe, and origin of all the beings, that Brahman, what now, which is of the nature of self-existence and self-effulgence. That is the reality. Yasmin siddhaha samavishtaha. Samavishtaha means what now? Samavishtaha here. Siddhaha means here the wise people. The people of accomplishment are called siddhaha. You know, people of accomplishment are people of accomplishment, many other, you know, siddhis also, they are samavishtaha. Samavishtaha means in whom they abide in Brahman. So knowing the reality as the self, he is remaining or abiding in Brahman. Samavishtaha. So the wise people of accomplishment are the wise people, they abide in which reality? Brahman. Tadvai siddhasanam viduhu. Okay? That is called what now? Siddha-asanam. That is the actual siddhasanam means. Asanam means the seat. What is seat here? Asyate asminiti asanam. That in which, you know, somebody tishtati asmin. Asyate asminiti asanam. The one that in which everyone, No? That in which everything remains or everything abides is the Siddhasanam. Siddhasanam is two means now. Siddham Asanam, that which is already there, and then that which is a seat of, that which is the abode of all the wise people also. You know, but the wise people abide cognitively in which reality, that reality is called Siddhasanam. So Siddhasanam here is Brahman. There is no other asanam, okay? There is no other seat for us, abode, real, the absolute resort. The seat of the mind, where the mind can resolve finally. Isn't it? It is called Siddhasanam here. Therefore, Brahman is the Siddhasanam wherein all the wise people abide cognitively, and which is the source of the origin, the source of all the beings, root cause of all the beings, and which is the even substratum of this universe. There is no other asanam. Any other asanam you practice is what? Only a temporary posture which has its own limit, which is not moksha. Is it? Moksha means abiding in Brahman is moksha. Abiding in Brahman means what? Cognitively resolving your I sense ahankara in Brahman is, that is the siddha, that is moksha, that is Siddhasana, not any other practice of any other asanam. That is implied here. He doesn't say it, that is implied here. Siddhasanam. So, siddhaha samavishtaha yasmin brahmani tad brahmavai siddhasanam. Okay, that is what is Siddhasanam, but not any other. Siddhasanam, that is abode of the wise people, where wise people abide intellectually. Okay, that is what is said to be Siddhasanam by all the wise people also. Then we'll go to the, now so he has it, next verse, we go to next verse. Yanmulam sarva bhutanam. Yanmulam chitta bandhanam. Mula bandhas sada sevyaha. Yogyo sauraja yoginam. Yogyo sau Raja yoginam. See how there are many asanas. It's another in yoga practices. One more thing is many bandhas. The many bandha means actually some sort of restraint. And he talks now. What this Raja Yoginaha means, people who are given to this practice of Ashtanga Yoga are called Raja Yogis. So by practicing this Ashtanga Yoga, the disciplines of Ashtanga Yoga, they are supposed to become what? They are supposed to be disciplined minded, they are supposed to be steady minded. But becoming mentally steady itself should not be taken as the end, ultimate end. Okay, Samadhi experience comes, and people should not mistake Samadhi experience for the enlightenment or moksha, and they should not get stuck with that. Or they should not get stuck with any other, you know, that mastery over such the disciplines also. So having mastery over such practice of such disciplines, you know, is not the moksha. That is not the end. So what should these people do, Raja Yoginaha, what is really good, because they are disciplined minded, that they are now mentally steady, such people, what should they do? They should work for what? No, actually recognition of the reality. They should work for knowledge of Brahman. So he says, Mula Bandaha Sada Sevyaha Aso Yogyaha Raja Yoginam. Aso Yogyaha means this is appropriate for all these people who are given to this practice of Ashtanga Yoga, the disciplines, because the practice of disciplines have made them disciplined minded. This not mistake. No, that is not the end of it. Becoming disciplined is not the end. Becoming disciplined is for, then implies what? Being ready for knowledge. No, they should, what should do? They don't know. He says, sada sevyaha, always. Sevyaha means what? No, they should really accomplish. What should they accomplish here? Mula bandha. Mula bandha here means, implies Brahman. Why Brahman is said to be the mula bandha? Is it? Brahman is implied by the word mula bandha here. Because the any discipline ultimately should culminate in the knowledge of the root of everything, isn't it? What is the root of, or the source of, origin of, existence of even any disciplines, such as bandhas? Brahman, isn't it? Therefore, Brahman. And he says, Yan Moolam Sarva Bhutanam. Why do you call Brahman is the Moola Bandha? Because he says, Sarva Moolam, Yan Moolam Sarva Bhutanam. Moola means root here, cause. Sarva Bhutanam Moolam. So that which is the cause of all the beings. Cause of all the beings means what? Brahman is not the cause, but the cause of all the beings is Brahman. Why Brahman is the cause of all the beings? Because yatova imani bhutani jayante. That from which all these beings have come into existence, that in which all the beings exist, remain, and that in which all the beings resolve, that is looked upon as the cause of all the beings. The moolam, the root of all the beings. Therefore, sarva bhutanam yat moolam, the reality Brahman, which is the cause of all the beings. Yan moolam chitta bandhanam. Chitta bandhanam here, ignorance. Chitta bandhanam means ignorance, ajnanam. You know, why ajnanam has to be chitta bandhanam? That which binds the mind, what is that which is the cause of the bondage? Okay, bondage here means the mind being choicelessly born again and again, is it coming back? The mind alone comes back. Again and again, mind comes back. Assuming different bodies. Therefore, mind is bound. Mind has no freedom. Okay, let me not get into this body now, free for some time. Mind is not free. Mind is bound. And what is that which makes the mind bound? Isn't it? What is it which makes the mind travel? Being bound is the ignorance, isn't it? Therefore, chitta bandhanam means that which binds the mind is ignorance. This ignorance is implied by the word here, chitta bandhanam. And what is the cause of ignorance also? Avidya, moola avidya, isn't it? Therefore, moola, so chitta bandhanam, yan moolam chitta bandhanam, that which is the existence, the cause of even the ignorance which binds the mind, and that which is the cause of all the beings also, that Brahman is what now? Okay, Moola Bandha is in fact, Moola Bandha means that it is source of all these different disciplines, the discipline of Bandha, the practice of Bandha is not some sort of restraint that is also, Brahman is the root cause of everything. That Brahman should be understood, known. Sevyaha means should be accomplished in terms of knowledge. That is what is appropriate for all the Raja Yogis. Instead of, you know, knowing Brahman, making effort to understand Brahman, they sit with their own achievement of disciplines, then it is of no use. Doesn't serve any purpose. Because it's not free, liberate them. Accomplishing disciplines does not liberate a person, free the person from bondage. Isn't it? Therefore, the so-called disciplined Raja Yogis, disciplined people, should work for accomplishing Brahman in terms of knowledge. And what is that Brahman? That Brahman is the moolam for all these disciplines. Cause of existence for all these disciplines. And which Brahman? That Brahman which is this cause of all the beings and all the, you know, even for the ajnanam, ignorance. Yanmoon, okay, let's finish that. We'll go to the next one. Anganam samatam vidyat. Same brahmani linatam. No che naiva samanatvam. Rujutvam sushkavrakshavat. Anganam samatam vidyat. Same brahmani linatam. No ched naiva. Samanatvam. Rajutvam Sushka Vrikshavata. He says, see, in practicing meditation, one discipline is mentioned. What is the discipline? See, even though disciplines are very, very, very important, why? Because we have to become disciplined, isn't it? Steady for jnanam. But discipline itself should not become an end. Discipline, which should be taken as a means for accomplishing the end, should not become the end itself. Isn't it? So he says, therefore, in meditation, samam kaya siro grivam dharayanna chalam sthiraha. In 6th chapter, Bhagavan says, Bhagavad Gita, isn't it? May one keep one's body, back and the neck, head in one straight line. Samam kaya shiro grivam dharayanna chalam sthiraha. Is it for meditation? How should be the first posture? All the parts of the body must be in one straight line. You should not sit like this. That's what he means, isn't it? That's a discipline, fine. That is, keeping all the limbs in one straight line. It's called samatvam. Isn't it? That's fine. Actually, you know, what is actual samatvam? This is only a discipline. Once you are disciplined means, but actually what should it culminate in? Okay, you sit like that, then you practice meditation, and what should it culminate in? Not mere samadhi, isn't it? He says, it should culminate in the vision of the reality as the self. When you have the vision of the reality as the self, then what you do, for you, all these differences all you can resolve. Head, what is head? Head is Brahman. Brahman is not the head, but the head is Brahman. Neck is Brahman. Back is Brahman. Aching back is Brahman. Non-aching back also is Brahman. Thighs are Brahman. Shanks are Brahman. Feet are Brahman. Isn't it? Everything is Brahman. Is seeing all the physical body, everything as Brahman, is called Deha Samyam. This is a homogeneity of all the parts of the body, isn't it? All of them are homogeneous means what? How can you say that? He says, Anganam Samatam Vidyat. When Same Brahmani Linatam. Why? What is samam Brahma? Brahman is the only reality which is one and the same in everything, all the beings. All the beings and all the parts, everywhere, isn't it? What is that one thing which is one and the same in everything? Brahman. The samam Brahma. That which is one and the same in everything is samam Brahma. And that Brahman, which is of the nature of sameness, isn't it? That Brahman, in that Brahman, What now? Anganam leenatam samatam vidyat. May you understand that is what is samatha. What is samatha? Not simply keeping them in one straight line, but resolving them all. Anganam leenata means resolution of all your limbs. In Brahman, intellectually, there are different parts involved in different functions, serving different purposes, but all of them are, what now, one and the same Brahman. This cognitive resolution of limbs in Brahman as the ultimate existence is actually samatha. When seeing Brahman being the same in all of them, it's called angasamyam. It's called homogeneity of, this is the vision of the homogeneity of angas, the different parts. Like that, you may see different ornaments such as bangle, chain and ring, etc. They're worn in different places also. One is worn on the neck, one is worn on the hands, one is worn on the finger. They're all different, they serve the different purposes, but still you can see the abharananam samyam. Seeing gold, no, see all the different names and forms in gold, that is seeing the samyam, sameness of all of them, oneness of all of them. Is it? Taranganam samyam in jalam. You see the oneness of all the waves in water. Like that, see all of them where? In Brahman. See, every part is Brahman here. Everything is Brahman. Not having I sense in the body. I am the body is not okay. You are also now, see everything as Brahman here. Therefore he says, Anganam, see, Anganam same brahmani leenatam samatam vidyat. This what is being the same. Keeping all of them in the same. That is what is angasamya. Being the same means having all your parts of the body resolved in Brahman intellectually, that all of them are Brahman. Otherwise, no chet, if this is not a vision, simply sitting in straight line, so it's the purpose means what? No chet, otherwise, eva, samanatvam, rujutvam. No? Rujutvam means what? No? Again, this straightness. Rujutvam means straightness. Rujutvam literally means straightforwardness. Okay? But here, straightness of the body are keeping the all the parts in one line. Samanatvam sushka vrikshavat. It's like a dry tree. Sushka vriksha means dry, dead tree. Keeping the body or through the in straight by practicing these disciplines without making use of that preparedness for understand this fact of everything being Brahman is like what now? No? Like keeping the body, the body is like on one dead, lifeless tree. Okay? That is not, that simply practicing, mere practice of this discipline of the straightness of the body, and all the limbs is not really equanimity, is not really the calmness of the mind. Is it? Really resolving everything in Brahman, intellectually, knowing all of them being one and the same reality is the real samyam, real vision of sameness. That alone liberates you. Next verse. Drishtim jnanamayim kritva. Drishtim jnanamayim kritva. Pashyed Brahmamayam jagat.
Brahmamayam jagat.
Sadrishtif paramodara.
Sadrishtif paramodara.
Nana sagravalokini. Drishtihi, in meditation, we are asked to? May you sit in meditation, then keeping, seeing the tip of your eyes, sorry, tip of your nose. It is the posture in meditation. Seeing the tip of the nose means, not a single tip of the nose, we see the tip of the nose means keeping your eyeballs, seeing down like this, is seeing the tip of the nose. Not exactly seeing tip of the nose like this. Isn't it? Then it will result in headache only. But seeing the tip of the nose means keeping one's eyes closed, keeping one's eyes partially closed, seeing down is seeing the tip of the nose. Not really focusing on the tip of the nose. This is a discipline said as a, it's a posture that one has to follow in practicing meditation. And people take only that as the ultimate. So here Shankara Bhagavata says, come on, no. May one should have, what is the drishtihi? Parama udara drishtihi. Parama udara drishtihi means the absolute exalted vision is this. What is that? Jnanamayim drishtim krutva. Jnanamayi drishtihi. Jnanamayi drishti means what now? Having the vision of the reality Brahman. Having recognized the self being consciousness and seeing that Brahman, the consciousness, as the existence of everything. Then thereafter you see what now? Brahmamayam jagat. This entire cosmos is nothing but Brahman. This vision of Brahman being manifest as the entire universe is what now? Jnanamayi drishtihi. First you see the jagat, you do not see Brahman. When you are self-ignorant, then you take yourself for the body-mind's complex and you see only jagat as the real. You do not see Brahman. Once you recognize the self being consciousness, then you shifted the eye sense from body mind's complex. You resolve the eye in consciousness, then you resolve the body mind's complex also. What now? In consciousness, you understand that consciousness is the existence, the reality of the whole jagat. Then the whole universe, including your body mind's complex, is what? Is nothing but Brahman. First you see jagat as real, when you do not see Brahman. Once you see Brahman, then you see jagat as what now? Being Brahman. Jagat is Brahma. Jagat is Brahman, there is no jagat. Brahman alone is. When you say jagat is Brahman, means that Brahman alone is real. Jagat is not there for you. Is it? So, sarvam brahmamayam jagat, this is jnanamayi drishtihi. So, this is the cognitive shift, cognitive change. The perspective change. What is that? The whole jagat is Paramatma, Brahma. Having this vision, he says, this is what now? This is the exalted of the vision. Exalted vision. Sorry, this is the exalted vision. Param udara drishtihi. Why? Because this is the vision. So, having the vision of reality and seeing the entire jagat as that Brahman, the reality, is the exalted vision. Is it exalted? That is the absolute vision, perception also. Na nasagra avalokini drishtihi. Na nasagra avalokini drishtihi. Not that. This is not just simply seeing seeing the tip of the nose is not the end. seeing the tip of the nose is not the end. That is not the purpose here. What you have to see? You have to have this vision. You have to see this. What you have to see this? The whole Jagat being Brahman. Why? This is the vision, Udara. You know, exalted vision. Why? Because this is the vision which is going to free you from bondage. Nice, isn't it? Drashtru darshana drashyanam viramo yatra va bhavet drishtis tatraiva kartavya. Na-nasa-grava-lokini. E drishtihi tatraiva-kartavya. Your vision, your focus must be there only. Where should you focus your attention? Drishtihi here means not simply seeing alone. Where should your attention be focused? You know, see, to have your, to in order to see the tip of your nose, or even, you know, also, attention has to be focused, isn't it? So where should you focus your attention? Attention should not be simply focused on seeing the tip of the nose. It must be focused on what? It has to be focused on the reality wherein all these Triputi Vedas will resolve. That reality where the seer will resolve. That reality in resolving, in which the seer, in which even the seeing also can be resolved. Thereby the seen also can be resolved. If the seer is resolved in reality, then seeing and seen also will be naturally resolved in that same reality. So seeing that reality where the seer, seeing and the seen, all the three and the differences will resolve, is actually what? No. That is what is to be, that is where the attention has to be focused. May you focus attention on that wherein the seer seeing the seen, isn't it, are resolved, not on the tip of the nose. Is it clear? Now where do you resolve the seer? Is it? The seer is, where do you resolve the seer? Seer is resolved in consciousness. Where do you resolve the consciousness? The seer. Resolve the seer in consciousness. Atma. When the seer is resolved in consciousness, what seeing also resolve where? In consciousness. Then seen also be resolved where? There is no seen outside of the seeing. Is it? The seeing is not possible without the seer. The seer itself is consciousness, means the seer, seeing, seen, all are resolved where? In consciousness. What is it, consciousness? Consciousness is the existence of the universe, which is Brahman reality. Therefore, may you focus your attention on that reality, is it? Which is there as the very truth of the seer, in which the seer and thereby the seeing and the seen can be resolved, not on the tip of your nose. Is it clear? Because focusing in the reality where the seer seen seeing can be resolved is the, will result in what? Result in ascertainment and moksha. But simply seeing the tip of the nose will not take you any distance from where you are. drishti tatrayeva kartavya na nasagravalokini. Not, may not entertain that drishti, that vision, that seeing, not simply seeing the tip of the... May you not have that drishti which is simply focused on the tip of the nose. Isn't it? May you have that drishti. May you have that focus. But now, drashtru means seer. Darshanam, seeing. Drishyam, seen. Of all of them, viramaha. Viramaha means what now? Where they all resolve. Where they all culminate. Viramaha means where they take leave of. The seer takes leave of. Isn't it? The seer takes. The seer resolves. Even seer takes leave. And the seeing resolves. Then the seen also resolve. Viramaha should be like this. Leave, resolve. Yatra va bhavet. No? May you have the vision of that reality. May you focus beyond that reality. Not on the seer, not on the seeing, not on the seen. What is the tip of the nose? The seen. May you not focus attention on the seen or on the seeing or on the seer, but focus attention on that reality where the seer, seen and seeing resolve.
Chittadi sarva bhaveshu. Brahmatve naiva bhavanat. Nirodha sarva vrittinam. Pranayamasa uchyate. Chittadi sarva bhaveshu. Brahmatve naiva bhavanat. Nirodha sarva vrittinam. Pranayamasa uchyate.
Okay. See, generally what happened, as I told you already, the people who are given to the practice of Ashtanga Yoga, Eightfold Limbs of Yoga, they really, what happens, they get so obsessed with this practice of disciplines. They cannot come out of it. They get stuck there. No, they really do not make effort to understand the reality. See, this very important thing is, people want to do something. For moksha, they want to have experience, they want to experience Brahman. They wait for some spiritual experience and for which they want to do something. I want spiritual experience and I want to, for them even moksha is some special experience which has to happen on one fine day for which they want to do something. Doing means do pranayama, do pratyahara, do this. You know, do physical exercise and do even meditation also practice this meditation. It's all activity, mental or physical or even oral, or they want to do some karma or the other. Isn't it? But instead, what it is important here is very important to do this shravanam, which means one has to really understand the nature of one's own swarupam. One's own real nature. What am I? What is this I? One understands the real nature of the self. And thereby, one has to arrive at, by recognizing the truth of one's own self alone, you can arrive at the truth of the entire universe. There is no way of arriving at the truth of the universe without having understood what truth of one's own self. Ulta is not possible. Let me know the truth of the universe first, then let me try to know what I am. That's not possible. This is the way, okay? It is not, that is, that way is not possible. So trying to know the reality from outside will be what now? This will be endless journey. So one has to know the truth of oneself, which itself will resolve the ignorance of the truth of the entire universe. Thereby one can know the truth of everything. And this is the purpose of even having the disciplined mind also. Therefore, but what happens, we get stuck with the very practice of disciplines. Practicing these disciplines will not give you the freedom, will not help you discover the freedom, which is not something to be attainable, isn't it? All that you need is knowledge only here. Therefore, what he says here, Chittadi sarva bhava, now we say, sarva vrittinam nirodhaha. Sarva vrittinam nirodhaha means obstruction of the thoughts from rising. It's called chittanam nirodhaha. Isn't it? Which is in samadhi, what do you have in samadhi experience? You have all your thoughts resolved. Chittanam nirodhaha means obstruction of the thoughts from rising. Is it to be, how does it happen? If you practice pranayama, you will focus attention on this breathing. If you're practicing the breathing exercise means attention, even the attention is held by your breath, slowly all your thoughts resolve. So I mean the real thoughts remain resolved for a length of time. This resolution of thoughts by practicing the pranayama, isn't it? See, any meditation helps you to resolve your thoughts. The attention is held by something means then thoughts will settle slowly, they'll resolve. But pranayama is the quickest way. If you focus attention on the connection between prana and mind. If you practice pranayama, if you are focusing attention on breathing, then the thoughts will resolve. So having the thoughts resolved, obstructing them, is because it to be here obstruction, not obstructing dream, not physical obstruction, isn't it? Having the thoughts settled, resolved, obstructing them from rising, through the practice of pranayama. We always talk about it, really speaking. That doesn't serve anything. Actually, what he says, what is actual pranayama, you know, what he says? Chittadi sarva bhaveshu brahmatvenaiva bhavanat. Chittadi sarva bhaveshu. No, chittam, here is the mind here. Chitta adi. Your mind is nothing but Paramatma Brahman. What every vritti? Aham vrittihi, idam vrittihi. I tell you, all the vrittis which rise in your mind can be divided into two. What is that? Aham idam. I vritti, the knowledge I am, the knowledge is this. Aham vrittihi, idam vrittihi. Singular and plural. Idam stands for plural, isn't it? All the vrittis. I sense and this sense. All the thoughts can be resolved where? Resolvable where? In Brahman, in reality. The chitta adi, sarva bhaveshu, all the thoughts which rise in the mind, the entire, my antakkanam, when the thoughts as mind, the intellect, the memory, ahankara, all the thoughts, then not only all the thoughts, even the sense powers, sarva bhavaham, but now all that is which is existent here, all the powers which are, Bhavaha means which is, that which is, isn't it? All the thoughts, all the sense powers, all the powers of organs of actions, all the physiological functions, all the limbs, all the functions, all that is here is nothing but Brahman. It's called Sarva, isn't it? He is Brahmatvena. He says, Chittadi Sarva Bhaveshu Brahmatvenaiva Bhavanat. Bhavana. What is the bhavana here? Having the seeing everything as Brahman. Seeing everything as Brahman is what now is called a bhavana. I mean seeing everything as Brahman is Brahma Bhavana. Brahmattva Bhavana. Brahmattva Bhavana means seeing all that is here is Brahman. This is called Brahmattva Bhavana. And seeing everything as Brahman is Brahmattva Bhavana means, what is the Brahmattva Bhavana here? Seeing everything means what? Chitta Adi Sarva Bhaveshu. Right from mind, all that is here, all the thoughts and whatever is other than thoughts, whatever is here, everything, subtle, gross, all that is here is nothing but Brahman. Seeing everything as Brahman is Brahmattva Bhavana. Bhavanat, once you see that, what happens now? Sarva vritti nam nirodaha bhavati. Once you see everything is Brahman, then what happens? You resolve all the thoughts also cognitively in Brahman. Isn't it? See, the practice of pranayama really stops the thoughts from rising. But here, in the knowledge is the exalted pranayama, is the knowledge, he says. The physical pranayama which you are practicing will only stop the vrittis from rising for some time. Whereas this the vision of everything, vision of the reality, the vision of the self being the reality of the universe, they were seeing everything as Brahman. This vision will resolve the vrittis. No? Resolve the vrittis cognitively. What now? Resolve the vrittis for good. This is real pranayama. This is pranayama uchchate, not just simply practicing this pranayama. This practice of pranayama helps you to keep the mind calm. No, keep the mind really free. It's agitation, agitated mind becomes agitation free mind. That's fine. In agitation-free mind, what you have to do, you have to discover that, your own swarupam. Thereby you have to see that the consciousness being the reality of everything. They will see all the vrittis, everything here is what? Brahman. Seeing everything as Brahman is Brahmattva Bhavana. And that is what having the Brahmattva Bhavana, seeing everything as Brahman, is the real pranayama. You know why? Exalt pranayama. Because that is when you really resolve your vrittis for good. See, resolving the vrittis in the reality, cognitively, intellectually, is resolution of thoughts for good. But by physically practicing pranayama, resolve the thoughts, that resolution of thoughts is only temporary. What is permanently resolving the thoughts and what is temporary resolving the thoughts? Temporary resolution of thoughts happen in sleep, happen in sleep, also happen in death, and temporary resolution of thoughts happen even in samadhi experience or when you practice pranayama. But how do you permanently resolve the thoughts? The permanent resolution of thoughts is not physical resolution, it is intellectual resolution. How do you resolve the thoughts intellectually? By knowing the truth of the thoughts. We know by knowing the truth of the thoughts, resolving the thoughts for good, then what do you have? The bhavana. What is that wish? Your vision. You see everything, all that is here is Brahman. Sarva bhavaha, Brahmatvena bhavana. That is the permanent resolution of permanently resolving the thoughts, which is the actual pranayama, which is the purpose of pranayama, not simply resolving the thoughts temporarily.
Chittadi sarva bhaveshu brahmatve naiva bhavanat saravritti nam nirodaha bhavati saha eva pranayamaha ucchate.
See, that is what is said to be pranayamaha, wherein all the resolution of all the thoughts happen. Okay, how does the resolution of all thoughts happen? By having this vision of seeing everything as Brahman. Brahmatva bhavanat. Bhavanat means bhavanaya. Tritiyarthe panchami. Or hetvatte panchami. See, Brahmatva bhavana becomes the hetu for having the thoughts resolved for good. And having the thoughts resolved is said to be, to the practice of pranayama is said to be pranayama. Is it? But actual pranayama is what now? Having the thoughts resolved for good. How can you have that? Not by practicing pranayama, but by having the vision. See, pranayama also helps you resolve your thoughts. Vision of Brahman also helps you resolve the thoughts. Isn't it? Seeing everything as Brahman is resolving everything in Brahman. So, the resolution of thoughts through the practice of pranayama is a temporary pranayama. Isn't it? The temporary resolution. But the resolution of thoughts through the Brahmatva bhavana is a permanent resolution. So, the permanent resolution is actual pranayama, not a temporary resolution, is not only relative pranayama. What is absolute pranayama? What is relative pranayama? Is it clear now?
Yeah, just the grammar. That's all. Chitta adi sarvam bhaveshu.
Chitta adi sarva bhaveshu. Chittam. Chittam adi shabda etc. Chitta adi mind etc. Beginning from mind. Sarva bhaveshu. In all the existent things.
Yes.
Sarva bhavaha means all that is existent is sarva bhavaha. In all those existent things, brahmatvena bhavana, brahmatva bhavana, sarvam brahmaiva, all that is existent is nothing but Brahman. This ambition is called brahmatvena bhavana. Brahmatvena eva bhavana, that eva shabda is for emphasis. Sarvam Brahma iti bhavana, sarveshu brahmatva bhavana. We'll go to the next verse.
Nishedhanam prapanchasya. Rechakakhya samiranaha. Rechakakhya samiranaha.
Rechakakhya
samiranaha.
Samiranaha.
Brahmaivasmiti yavrittihi.
Brahmaivasmiti yavrittihi.
Purako vayuriritaha.
Purako vayuriritaha.
Nishedhanam prapanchasya.
Nishedhanam prapanchasya.
Rechakakhya samiranaha. Brahmaivasmiti yavrittihi. Purako vayuriritaha.
Listen to me. See, in pranayama, we have, you know, when you practice pranayama, there are two, steps here. First, when you inhale the air, then the lungs become full, isn't it? Filling the lungs with the oxygen through inhalation is called a purakam. Purakam means what? Filling the lungs with oxygen through inhalation is purakam. Then, after slowly emptying the lungs by letting the carbon dioxide go out through exhalation is called a rechakam. Rittikaranam rechakam, and purakam means filling. Isn't it? So what he says, it's not the simply filling the air is purakam and emptying your lungs is rechakam. That is not, we are here now, what is it, what should it culminate in? All the time, simply filling, emptying, practicing this pranayama. If you stop with this, come on, stop it. It is good, you have done enough pranayama, practiced, you have filled, practice is purakam, rechakam, also holding a breath, kumbhakam. Filling, purakam. And holding the breath is kumbhakam. Again, emptying the lungs is what? Rechakam. This is what pranayama practice. You're constantly practicing pranayama. You never make effort to, what now? Understand what Brahman is. Isn't it? But see, come on, understand reality, Brahman. And once you understand reality, you see, what is Satyam? The Satyam, the reality of the universe, the existence of the universe is nothing but consciousness. Consciousness is the manifest as the universe. When you understand the whole universe, Sarva Bhavaha, all these existent things, the entire universe will be what? Resolved as Mithya in Satyam. So resolving the Jagat as Mithya in Satyam, the reality, by recognizing that reality as one's own Swarupam, is what now? Rechakam. That is what is real Rechakam. The practice of Rechakam should culminate in the vision of resolving the universe in reality. When you wipe this universe completely intellectually, wiping off the universe, how can you wipe the universe? Not physically, isn't it? Wiping off the universe means what? It resolves the entire universe intellectually, cognitively in Brahman. And there is no universe. Where is the universe? There is only Brahman. If you say, this is Rechakam, you have emptied the universe. Emptying the universe means what? Emptying the universe means resolving saying the universe is not there. The whole universe is what now? Brahman. This is what is Rechakam. Understand, this is what Rechakam should culminate in. And what is Purakam then? Aham Brahmasmi, I self am the consciousness, which is the limitless reality, the existence of the universe. Your mind must be filled with which vision? All the thoughts resolve. There is only akhandakara vritti jnanam, entertaining this vision of Brahman as one's own self in one's mind. Aham Brahmasmi, this having this vision is the actually purakam. You fill your mind with this vision of yourself being Brahman, the reality, and see and resolve the entire universe in reality as Mithya. It is emptying the universe. And so now it is Rechakam. What is actual Rechakam? What is actual Purakam? All this practice of Purakam, Rechakam, Kumbhakam should culminate in that vision. Which vision? The vision in which you resolve the Jagat in Paramatma. And for it to resolve the Jagat in Paramatma, what should you have the vision? You should fill the mind with what? With the vision of the Self being that Paramatma. Consciousness, isn't it? Therefore, what is Purakam here? Having the vision of Paramatma being one's own self is Purakam. And see, resolving the universe as Mithya in Satyam Brahma is Rechakam. There's, understand now? Hope you got it. Okay. Prapanchasya Nishedhanam. Now let me tell you. Prapanchasya Nishedhanam. Nishedhanam here means what? No, negation. You negate the universe as what? Mithya. Mithya means what? Which is as though. As though means what? As good as non-existent. Now, as good as non-existent means Satyam alone is in the form of Jagat. This is called negation, isn't it? Nishedhanam prapanchasya. Prapanchasya nishedhana means resolving the universe intellectually in its existence, Brahman, the reality. It's called negating Brahman as what? Negating the universe, negation of the universe as Mithya. Then, this is what said to be what now? Recha kakyaha samiranaha. This is what is the filling of the air. Sorry, emptying of the air. Okay? Recha kakyaha samiranaha. Rechakaha. Samiranaha rechakaha means. This is what is actually exhalation of the air. Then, Brahmaiva asmi iti avrittihi, aham brahma asmi. So, having the this akhandakara vritti jnanam, having this vision of the self being Brahman, which is also what? Having the vision of the self being Brahman means having the vritti, isn't it? Jnanam. Having this knowledge that aham brahmasmi is what? Purakaha vayuhu iritaha. It is said to be the puraka vayuhu. It is called what now? Filling of the filling. It is called the filling. It is what is called purakam. Which means your mind is filled with one vritti, aham brahmasmi. And then you need the whole jagat can be negated as mithya, that vision of self being Brahman. This is what is purakam and rechakam. Not simply all the time filling and then emptying your lungs. Tatastad vritti naischalyam. Tatastad vritti naischalyam. Kumbhakah prana sanyamaha. Ayanchapi prabuddhanam.
Ayanchapi prabuddhanam.
Ajnanam ghrana pidanam.
Ajnanam ghrana pidanam.
Tatastad vritti naischalyam.
Tatastad vritti naischalyam.
Kumbhakah prana sanyamaha. Ayanchapi prabuddhanam.
Ayanchapi prabuddhanam.
Ajnanam ghrana pidanam.
Ajnanam ghrana pidanam.
Okay. See, now he's talking about kumbhakaha. See, kumbhaka means once you inhale the air and hold your breath. Holding the breath is called kumbhakam. Kumbhakam is done once you inhale, then hold the breath, then exhale again, you hold the breath in pranayama. Isn't it? In practicing this breathing exercise, something called kumbhakam, which is holding the breath after inhalation, and then for a few seconds, Again, after exhalation also you hold the breath for some time. And for ignorant people, simply mechanically practicing this kumbhakam is what now? Grana pedanam. It's only causing pain to the nose. Grana pedanam means what? Really it is really suffocating oneself, isn't it? You hold the breath again without knowing the significance. What am I doing this for? By practicing this pranayama, I should know all the time only practicing pranayama and holding the breath and hold suffocating oneself, isn't it? Holding the breath means what? Not an easy joke, isn't it? For some time. For ajnanam grana pidanam. For ignorant people, this exercise is what? Mere pain of the nostrils, pain of the nose. Or, it's a pain of, it's a suffocation. It is not a comfort, really, comforting thing. Whereas, for wise people, prabuddhanam, the same thing. For prabuddhanam, it should culminate in what? This practice, this discipline should culminate in the vision. What is that? Tatas tadvritti naischalyam. Tataha tadvritti naischalyam. Kumbhakaha pranasanyamaha. Pranasanyamaha means the holding of the breath after inhalation or after the exhalation, which is called a kumbhakam, is actually for the wise people. What did he say? Tad vritti naischalyam. Vritti naischalyam. For them, the vritti naischalyam means actually the absence of the movement of vrittis. Absence of movement of vrittis means what? Vrittis are resolved for good. But the wise people, vrittis are resolved for good. How? Not physically. Intellectually, vrittis are resolved for good. Therefore, those vrittis are what now? The vrittis are resolved for good because of the vision of the reality means for them. That is what is kumbhakam. That means vrittis are stopped from rising. Vrittis are stopped from rising means what? Vrittis do not rise anymore for them. Even the vrittis may rise, the vrittis do not cause any agitation. It means they are free from the hold of thoughts. Vritti nam naischalyam should be understood as what now? In it, that the holding, the thoughts are resolved. After death, the thoughts will resolve for good. While living also, the thoughts are resolved intellectually, cognitively for them. You understand what it means by resolving. Resolving means nothing is physical here. Resolving the thoughts intellectually, cognitively. Because the vision of the reality for them, then they have resolved the thoughts for good, which means they is obstructed the very rising of the thoughts through knowledge permanently. That is what is kumbhakam for the wise people. The practice of kumbhakam should culminate in the vision of the reality wherein they can resolve the thoughts for good. That is what is kumbhakam for wise people. For ignorant people, all the time practice for them this pranayama is the end for them. Not moksha, not jnanam. Therefore what happens? They only cause pain to the nose. Continuously. Grana pidanam. Ajnanam grana pidanam. Ayancha pranaya pranasai kumbhakaha. Prabuddhanam vritti naischalyam. Prabuddhanam vritti naischalyam. Kumbhakaha. Pranasanyamaha kumbhakaha. Whereas ajnanam grana pidanam. What is Kumbhakam for wise people? What is Kumbhakam for ignorant people? Mechanically practicing this Kumbhakam, holding the breath after inhalation and after exhalation is the painful actually exercise for ignorant people. But for the wise people, they don't get stuck with this practice alone. Then as disciplined people, they make effort to know the reality, thereby they resolve all the vrittis cognitively in the Brahman. That is, having the thoughts resolved for good in the vision of the reality is actual Kumbhakam, the culmination of Kumbhakam for the wise people. Is it clear? It's beautiful, isn't it? Okay. Vishayeshvatmatam drishtva.
Vishayeshvatmatam drishtva.
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 Vishayeshvatmatam drishtva.
Vishayeshvatmatam drishtva.
Manasas chiti majjanam.
Manasas chiti majjanam.
Pratyaharasa vigneyah.
Pratyaharasa vigneyah.
Abhyasaniyo mumukshubhihi.
Abhyasaniyo mumukshubhihi.
Vishayeshvatmatam drishtva.
Vishayeshvatmatam drishtva.
Manasas chiti majjanam. Pratyaharasa vigneyah.
Pratyaharasa vigneyah.
Abhyasaniyo mumukshubhihi.
Abhyasaniyo mumukshubhihi.
Okay. See, for an intelligent person, how should pranayama be taken? Understood. No, how should inhalation be understood? What is exhalation? We understood, isn't it? Similarly here, what is pratyaharaha? Now he is moving from pranayama to pratyahara. Pratyaharaha means, actually, pratyaharaha is self-discipline. In fact, pratyaharaha means withdrawing one's attention from the unwanted activities. Pratyaharaha. Drawing attention from unwanted activities. Refraining oneself from unnecessary unwanted activities is called pratyaharaha. And here, what is pratyahara? What should be the pratyahara for a mumukshu? For the one who is, no, for one for whom moksha is the only ultimate end, he is called mumukshu, isn't it? One who is desirous of moksha. By his mumukshus, but people who are desirous of accomplishing moksha as the ultimate end, by those people, abhyasaniyaha. This is what has to be practiced as refraining from the unwanted actions. What is pratyahara for a mumukshu? Not simply refraining from unwanted, unnecessary actions. Pratyahara should be what? He says, Vishayeshu atmatam drishtva. Vishayeshu atma drishtihi first. Okay, seeing all the objects as the self. If you do not know what the self is, how can you see all the objects as the self? You should know what the self is first. Then you understand self is not anything also. Once you see self is not anything, at the same time you should see what? Everything being self. So see the self first, know the self first. Once you know the self, you see the self is not anything, but you see everything being the self. So, everything being the self, what Vishayeshu Atmatam Drishtva, seeing the self in everything. Then what happened later on? Manasaha Chiti Majjanam. And where do you, what is the mind now? Having the mind, abide in consciousness. Chitihi means consciousness. Chiti Majjanam means Chittau Majjanam. Abiding the mind in consciousness. Having the abiding of the mind in consciousness, he says. So having the mind abide in consciousness. Seeing everything, thereby seeing everything as the self, is actually pratyaharaha. This is what is the pratyahara which should be practiced by a mumukshu. Initially, for ignorant people to become disciplined, to become prepared, they had to practice pratyahara. That is only anga, isn't it? But once you are disciplined means, not that you should not, all the time you should not be practicing only the ashtanga, eightfold, isn't it? Disciplines alone. As a mumukshu, what should become your pratyahara later on? Seeing everything as Atma. How can you see everything as Atma? By seeing the self, by knowing what the self is, thereby seeing everything as the self. Isn't it? Self. Then, Manasaha Chiti Majjanam. Chiti Majjanam. Chitihi, as I told you, consciousness. Manasaha Majjanam. Abiding of the mind. Or, I mean, here now, having the mind resolved in its reality, the consciousness. By once the mind is resolved, means then you can see what? Everything else also being Atma will be clear. This is what is a pratyahara should be practiced by a mukshu. This is the vision one should be contemplative on. This is what a mukshu should be contemplative. Contemplate upon. Contemplative of. Vishayeshu Atmata. Atma means self. Atmata means having the self. It's called Atmata. Having the self means what? Seeing the self. Seeing the self is Atmata. In what? Vishayeshu. As Vishayeshu, seeing the self in all the objects. Seeing the self in all the objects means what? Seeing all the objects as the self. It's called Vishayeshu Atmata. Therefore, Manasaha Chiti Majjanam. Also consciousness, and then the locative of chitti is chitti, in consciousness. Or chittihi means consciousness also. So chitti in consciousness, locative case of chitti is chitti. Manasaha chitti majjanam, so resolving the mind in consciousness. Seeing the mind being not outside of the consciousness. How can you resolve the mind in consciousness? By remaining absorbed in consciousness. Manasaha Chitti Majjanam means being contemplative. So contemplating upon one's own Swarupam. Being contemplative of one's own Swarupam is what? Mind remaining absorbed in consciousness. and one mind is absorbed in consciousness, then mind also, but now, in the vision of the reality, then mind also resolves in consciousness. Then you can see what now? The consciousness being the existence of everything. Then you see, oh self, consciousness alone is in everything as the existence. You don't see consciousness as consciousness outside. You see consciousness as the existence of everything. Another problem. The people always have this. You see consciousness as the self, as the truth of the mind, as the truth of I, and then see the self, the consciousness in everything. Do you see consciousness as consciousness outside? You can never see consciousness as consciousness outside. Consciousness is always available for recognition only as the existence of everything. And what is available for experience as the existence in everything is available for recognition as consciousness only in your mind. Is it clear now? Therefore, this is what is Atma. First you see the Atma, then you see the Atma being Brahman. Consciousness is existence. How do you see Atma, consciousness in everything? As existence. Therefore, everything is what? Every existent thing is consciousness only. Therefore, sarva bhaveshu atmata manasaha chiti majjanam is pratyaharaha vigyeyaha. This is what is to be known as pratyaharaha by all the mumukshus, by all those who are desirous of accomplishing moksha as the ultimate end. By them, this is to be understood as pratyaharaha. Vigyeha means this is to be known. This is to be understood as pratyahara. What should be understood as pratyahara? No, having the mind absorbed in consciousness, the Atma. Thereby, having the vision of the Atma being consciousness, and later seeing that Atma, the consciousness, as the existence in everything, they were seeing everything as that Atma, should be understood as the pratyaharaha. Not simply refraining from the unnecessary actions. So, now, what should the terms used by the, used in Ashtanga Yoga? Now, as a disciplines required for, you know, preparing the mind for knowledge, should not be taken as an end. And once you have practiced those disciplines, if you have not practiced those disciplines, it doesn't matter. If you are a mumukshu, you need not even practice. It's not a compulsory. See, asanas, the ashtanga, these eightfold disciplines are fantastic, very good. One can practice if one wants to really prepare one's mind. Otherwise, it is not even compulsory. Whether you practice or you don't practice, the practice of those disciplines also should culminate in what? In the vision of the reality, vision of the self. Not that simply should get stuck with the practice of those disciplines. They are not the end. It is knowledge which is moksha. Therefore, what should be pratyahara for a mumukshu? What should be pranayama for a mumukshu? What should be inhalation? What should be the exhalation? What should be the holding of the breath for a mumukshu? Different, isn't it? That's what he's saying here. Beautiful verses, no? This is really a good lesson. Now, I'm waiting. What is he going to say for meditation? He has come to pranayama pratyahara. You can't say better than this to understand, isn't it? He does not say anything inferior of the disciplines. He only talks about the limitations of disciplines. Disciplines are not said to be unwanted, but the limitations, you should know what they can do, what they cannot do. Actually, what actually jnanam? It's beautiful, isn't it? So we let us go for this. This pranayama pratyaha. Now we won't worry about not having practiced Ashtanga Yoga, isn't it? Now we'll practice this Shankara's, Vidyaranya Swami's. The text will be Vidyaranya Swami. So,
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.